tender young Alice, they'd say, if I give you my number, will you promise to call me? Wait till my husband's away.
Oh yeah, it's Elton John and All the Young Girls Love Alice from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, of course. And just before that, in that short set, it was Jason Isbell and the 400-unit brand new noise called You're Gonna Get It right here at WMFO. And it's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for Something About the Women. I want to thank Glowbox so much for coming in. I want to thank all you for listening. And I want to thank Kirsten just for being here. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for being here.
So what's going on, man?
It's a beautiful, glorious day.
Yeah.
So lovely to see Jim and Kevin in the station because they have
a
new song out, and
yep.
I cannot wait to see the video. And thank you so much for ending your show with my request of Elton John.
You know that's an easy one.
It's an easy one for you.
We were sitting here. I was like, should I play one more song? It's like, yeah, it's 5 minutes left. It's like, I don't know. She goes, play something Elton. I got, well, I got something queued up, but it's 5 minutes. She goes, go for it.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yes. Well, I was saying that my high school friends and I have a large group of high school friends that we still keep in touch. We have threads and one thing another, which is no small feet because many of them are in California, and California is a big state. So I don't mean just like
it
one
is.
Place in California, Colorado, Arizona, and of course Massachusetts. And we got together for our collective 60th birthday, had a dinner party, had a brunch at a lovely friend's house in these beautiful, like, I'm just going to call it the outback of California. And
okay.
Then we went to see Elton John on the farewell tour, which was
yep.
stunning.
As you know, I saw him too, but I saw him in Miami.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, he was all over the place doing that.
We live here, and neither one of us actually saw him within our own vicinity.
I know.
But that's okay.
so many times I had, so.
So we have some amazing music coming up this weekend, and what I'm going to bring up right now, and I'll talk about it throughout the show, is, of course, Jennifer Tefft and The Strange.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lovely interview with Jennifer Tefft here.
Yeah.
We get to call her Jen. She goes by Jen, but her band is
Jennifer
Tefft.
She's just lovely.
The Strange.
Yeah.
So, so I will be highlighting Jennifer Tefft and The Strange throughout this show, talking about other shows that are coming up. We are so lucky to live in the area that we do, to have the support for musicians that we do.
Can't say it enough. Yep.
Yes. So I'm going to take a deep breath because it always takes me a moment to get settled in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start with a selection by The Cranberries.
All right.
Here
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, I shouldn't have trusted in you, Twister. Oh, na na na.
And as I mentioned, I have Jennifer Teft of Jennifer Teft and the Strange, who goes by Jen. So we will have a little bit of a Jen, hello and welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you a Gemini by any chance?
I am not. I am an Aquarius.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking I am a Gemini. My name is spelled to be pronounced Kirsten, but I pronounce it Kirsten. So I figure it's my two personalities.
We just like to keep people guessing, that's all.
I like it, too. I like it, too. Thank you so much for coming on air with us. Welcome, welcome. It's a joy and a delight to have you here on Something About the Women. As you know, we support women who are on stage, and you front your own band.
I do.
You do. So, you know, I was going to start by asking you a question about the current state of music, but before we even go into that, do you want to tell us a little bit about your band? And you have a new name, so that would be lovely to hear about that.
Yeah, so I've been doing this a while and, you know, gone through various iterations of bands, members, and, you know, it was always Jennifer Teft or Jennifer Teft Band. And when we got this current lineup, which is a new drummer and a new bass player, things just felt different and just very, the chemistry was awesome and it just felt like a different thing. And everybody was really invested creatively and otherwise. So it felt like we needed a new name to sort of decipher this new chapter. And I sent a bunch of ideas and names out to the guys and just kind of let them figure it out. And anyone who spends any time with us understands Strange works. We're just a bunch of weirdos.
Well, it has a beautiful flow and a beautiful feel. And yes, we can laugh and make puns, but it also reflects who you are. So I love it. Yeah. I love it. But I do want to ask you, you know, you are a woman fronting a band and you have mm-hmm. been performing for a little while now. And how do you feel about the current state of music?
Well, I think, you know, we've got this sort of almost negative slide lately, right? We're losing a lot of our smaller venues. Everyone's kind of bemoaning the streaming end of things and the lack of album sales and the price of, you know, big concert tickets and the lack of people coming to smaller venues. And we hear a lot of that negativity and I'm guilty of it as well. You know, I'm always, you know, kind of looking at things and going, wow, what about the good old days? You know, where'd everybody go? But I think we really need to, as musicians and performers and artists, kind of flip the script on that and remind people why live music has always been something that brings people together and is like a communal one-time experience. You know, you're never going to have that same band and the same collection of people in the audience. Again, you know, it's a particular singular experience that you can't get from just watching a YouTube video. You need to go out and immerse yourself in it. And you never know what kind of weird, unexpected things are going to happen in those situations. And that's what you miss when you don't take a chance on going out and seeing, you know, a live band. And there's so much talent in this area. You don't need to pay $500 to go see, you know, the most popular artist out there. You can go pay 10, 20 bucks and see someone who should be on those arena stages, you know, but just for whatever reason is not right now.
Yes. Yes. That's so beautifully said. I so appreciate, and the positivity of that message for sure. And, since you mentioned, venues and smaller venues and streaming, I know that you have an upcoming show at the Burren and also have a video coming out. So I'm wondering, I'm going to play some music, but I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind coming back on mic to talk about those two specific, fun things coming up.
Yeah. So we have our next show is Saturday, September 7th at the Burren, the Backroom Series, which Tom Bianchi has been running forever. And he's such a champion of local music. And we are playing with Little Billy Lost, which is so much fun. I love all those guys and their music is great. And just a great time. And, you know, we have a great night, the two bands, two full sets from everybody and, really looking forward to it. You can get your tickets in advance.
Yes, absolutely. So we will talk a little bit more about that after this next set of music. Thank you.
Cool.
You're a switchblade. I'm paper thin. You're a paper cutting smooth white skin. Kept me open in the middle of the night. With a sting, you're a rusty knife.
a paper cut and smooth white skin. And I'm listening to the words you say. Shut you down and just walk away. Not gonna listen no more, no more. Tell me things I don't need to know. Kill the volume and shut that door. Take me places I should never, ever. Not gonna listen no more, no more. Tell me things I don't need to know. Kill the volume and shut that door. Take me places. Yeah. and I'm moving, still moving. How can you see into my eyes like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
Well, once again, you are listening to Something About the Women, 91.5 FM WMFO. We are located in Medford on the Tufts campus. We are Freeform Radio. I share the mic with two other DJs, Sue and Jane. My name is Kirsten. We rotate through. We each have our own different style. And it's one of those situations where the total is greater than the sum of its parts. I am really, really thrilled that Jennifer Teft of Jennifer Teft and the Strange has a presence on my show today, and so grateful for Jen's time in talking about some topics having to do with music, the state of music today, and Jen will be coming on mic later on to talk about some other topics, and I so appreciate that. I'm going to start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. I started my show with Ridiculous Thoughts by the Cranberries from the just absolutely amazing recording No Need to Argue. it is appropriate in so many ways, that sentiment. Jen came on mic with me, talked about the state of music, and had such a message of positivity. It's just a lovely... We are so lucky to be those of us who are local to the Boston, Somerville, Cambridge area in this vicinity of so many clubs and so many venues and so many artists that are willing to put themselves out and go out there and perform. Jen hails from Medfield, so Jen is not local to Somerville, but has a very strong presence in our community, and I imagine we'll have a fantastic showing at the Burin on September 7th. I hope that you too will be there. So I played off of the recording Strange Beginnings. That song is titled Paper Cut. That was by Jennifer Teft and The Strange. After that, I played a couple of Jen's influences, Tribe and Evanescence. Tribe, the song was Abort, title track, and then Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, from the recording Fallen. So in any of these situations, I just feel like cross-pollination is so important. So those of you who are out there and are fans of Jennifer Teft, and my regular listening audience will not be surprised by my next set of music. But those who are used to listening to Jennifer Teft and The Strange and other variations of Jen's music, I hope that you will appreciate these artists that I have selected. And with no further ado, why don't I start with Molly Tuttle.
No use trying.
fixtures long as I've lived here. Caught almost every night for the last 6 years. When she's not there, when she's not there, when she's not there, I sometimes we talk. She likes the way that I smile and sing as I walk. I like her fabulous outfits. I'm proud when she moves. She says I used to be a dancer. Some grace you don't lose. Some grace you don't lose. I made some choices. Someone made for me, for the way I survive. I make no apology. Everybody and somebody don't always meet up. I'm the salvation for those left without. For those left without, those living small lives. What I provide can't be measured in nickels and dimes, in nickels and dimes. I ask, what about the bad dates? Don't you ever get scared? Well, I've had my share, honey, but it's fear I can bear. I can bear, 'cause I'm stronger than anxious. I'm tougher than luck. Never been despised so much, or hit so hard, or hit so hard I couldn't get back up.
Couldn't get back up.
I couldn't get back up.
I couldn't get back up.
I couldn't get back up. She's been a fixture as long as I lived here. Caught almost every night for the last 6 years. But she's not there. She's not there. She's not there. I worry about. I worry about. Think of all. All of the women,
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 all of the women.
and how to fade places from your past. Fill up the tank and I don't question all the bad times that you've had. All the bad times that you've had. You've got a story, a dotted line. You have your sins and I've got mine. It's nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. I've got a story, a dotted line. Where it begins, the when and why. It's nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. I've been around. There were years when I was breaking every rule. But I'm coming down. I can't believe the things I put my mother through. But it's alright. I guess we all deserve our turn to be a fool. I took my turn and so did you. I've got a story, a dotted line. I have my sins, done my time. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. I've got a story, a dotted line, where it's connecting yours to mine. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. Ain't that fine. When Friday night finally comes, I'll leave my troubles at the door. And all our friends, they pile in. We sit for supper on the floor. Why would I ever ask for more? Some folks have it better, but oh, we've got it good. We've got a story, a dotted line. No need to hurry, take our time. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. We've got a story, a dotted line, where it begins, the when and why. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. We've got a story, a dotted line, got a dollar and a dime. Nothing special, ain't that fine, ain't that fine. Ain't that fine. Ain't that fine.
Okay, that was my three-song set there. I actually have a fourth song for my three-song set. But, you know, that's how it goes. I did say something earlier about the total being greater than the sum of the parts. And so what did I play? Well, I played some Molly Tuttle, Alison Russell, and I'm With Her. And these are musicians that you've heard me play from time to time here on Something About the Women. Molly Tuttle performs original work as well as some just fabulous, fabulous covers. One of her covers is On the Radio by Nancy Griffith. What I played, however, was Something on Your Mind, and that is from the recording .. But I'd Rather Be With You. Alison Russell hails from Canada. All of the Women, and that is from Outside Child. And then I'm With Her. And yes, that is a supergroup. That is a supergroup who actually had their title before Hillary went on the campaign trail. So there you have it. Afe O'Donovan, Sarah Jarosz, and Sarah Watkins. And what did I play by them? Ain't That Fine? From the recording See You Around. I have one more song for my three-song set, as I mentioned, and this is a song that I learned about from one of my co-DJs at Markskin Radio, and that is John Sexauer. John has his show on Mondays at 8 p.m. and really just has his finger on the pulse of thing music that is in the style of blues, Americana. There's a country. There's a little bit of an acronym there. And I am trying to think of what it is, but blues, Americana, and country are three out of the four. And so this is a musician who is also Canadian. So we seem to be traveling across the border this morning. And here we go. Amanda Keels.
Thank you.
I just think that that song is so beautiful and delightful and hails from Canada. So I just love that. And that was Amanda Keel's Saving Grace, released as a single. So I am going to, hold on. First of all, I want to do a PSA. So let me do this. Hold on.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, yes, of course. If you're thinking about adding a fur baby to your family, please consider adopting a dog. Pet Finder is an umbrella organization for lots of smaller organizations. I am with Last Hope Canine. Our dogs come from Arkansas because they do not have spay and neuter laws, which means they have too many dogs running around, and they send them up here to Massachusetts, and we help them find homes, and people graciously adopt our dogs, which is amazing, because when you adopt a foster dog, they often come with a little bit of baggage. My current foster was found on the side of the road as a puppy with fleas and skin irritation and is snuggling with me for the long weekend. I'm just babysitting for the weekend, but we have developed quite a bond. This is such a sweet, amazing, beautiful little creature. Her name is Berkeley. There's a term for like a small pit bull, and I'm just blanking on it right now. She has a little bit of a limp, but she perseveres in spite of that and is just an absolute delight. So There you have that. Pocket pity. That's what I was trying to think of. I have not had enough coffee today. So I've mentioned a couple of times now that Jennifer Taft has a presence on this show, and I will be bringing her back on mic to talk about some other topics. I'm going to break protocol with something about the women, because sharing the stage will be Little Billy Lost, and Smitty Smitty has kindly helped me to promote this show as well. At the Burren for September 7th, they will be sharing the stage, although Little Billy Lost is a band of four very talented male musicians. They do also collaborate with Smitty Smitty and the Fezztones, who collaborate and often put some of our local female musicians on lead vocals. So it's kind of my, I guess I'm making excuses for myself when I shouldn't be. So I'm taking my creative license here, and I hope that you will all appreciate this as well. Here we go.
Smitty Smitty of Little Billy Lost. That was Shout. Speaking of Shout, I have a shout out for our show at the Burren, along with Jennifer Taft and the Strange, Saturday, September 7th. Music starts at 7 p.m. and goes to 9 p.m. Jennifer Taft and the Strange will go on at 7 p.m. and Little Billy Lost will go on at 8 p.m. Please join us.
Like falling. Guess you better get up and go. somebody else. Or the state of things, beer and weddings. Which one did you pick off the floor? When she spoke my name, it's a cry of shame. No one made you feel this before. Guess you better get up and go. Baby, pack up all of your sorrow. If you don't, there's one thing I know. We'll be right back.
the churches and religions too. All the scriptures and the death letter blues. The backdoor prophets and the homeless saints. They keep on living for a little bit of faith. Faith that he won't leave. Faith that she won't. That you learn to embrace. You can't love in this world unless you got faith. You can't love in this world unless you got faith. All the back roads and the carnival rides, all the heartaches and the nervous pride. These streets we wander. You can't love in this world unless you got faith.